The rallies were aimed at raising awareness of the financial problems facing the U.S. Postal Service. Wisconsin Association of Letter Carriers President Scott Vandervin says they're challenging the belief that the Postal Service is broke.
If we look at just sorting and delivering mail, the Postal Service in the last 4 years of a very tough economy, I think, that we would have made over $600 million just doing our core function.
Vandervin says a requirement for the Postal Service to pre-fund retirement health benefits for future employees is the main reason for the shortfall.
In effect, we have to pre-fund 75 years of employee health benefits for employees in 10 years, and we have to make a $5.5 billion payment in order to accomplish that.
Workers are calling on Congress to lift the pre-funding requirement and address the fact that postal workers have also overpaid into pension funds.
We have overpaid into our pensions by the tune of either $55 to $75 billion. We could use that to completely pre-fund the retiree health benefits going forward without touching the pension funds that is already 100% pre-funded.
Demonstrators were outside over a dozen Wisconsin post offices Tuesday night. Andrew Beckett, Wisconsin Radio Network.